Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Lucy, returning your call from Omex Hills. Can
Yes.
I please have the first and last name on the account that you were calling in about?
Yes. First name is Lavona, L-A-V-O-N-A. Last name, Duryea, D like David, U-R-Y-E-A.
Thank you so much. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address for me?
3900 Montecito Drive, apartment number 1011, Denton, Texas, 76210.
Thank you so much. All right, I've located your account. I do see here where you made a purchase for our, let's see, was that our Omex 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And that's great for the joint inflammation and the heart health. And I see you do have a 6-month supply with the 50% off. How can I assist you today?
Has that been shipped yet?
Let's see. It shows that the transaction was declined for some reason. Let's see. Wait 1 second.
Okay, it was declined because they put a hold on my credit card because of the possibility of fraudulent activity. And so because I called Omex like about 2 weeks ago, and they said, well, the card had been declined. So I called CityCard, and they told me that was the reason. And after we got it resolved, they took the hold off. And they said on, I think they said May 24th, that Omex had sent the charge back through, and they had allowed it to go through. And I called Omex again, and they said yes, and it would be shipped that day. Well, I've not received it yet. So my question is, have you charged it? If you did, has it been shipped, and when? Because I've been...
Yes, ma'am, it does show that that product was shipped. I'm trying to see the ship date because it's showing your next shipment will be November the 21st, so that means that the product was shipped. Let's see.
Never had a problem of any kind like this, and
I do apologize about that.
I've been without it now for a month, and I'm about to get to the point where I don't need it. And I've taken it for several years.
Yes, ma'am, and I totally understand. Let's see here. Where does your... Okay. 525. Oh, mixed. Give me 1 second while I look up. I'm trying to pull up your tracking to see when was the product actually delivered. Because I do see where you called in.
Yeah, like I said,
and your car was updated. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I say it's just always been an automatic ship for me, and there's been no problem. And like I said, I've had more trouble even getting the product this time, so it's about not worth it.
Okay, I'm going to reach out to my team member to see why is your tracking not showing. Let's see. Okay, I've got that tracking. Now let's look up your tracking to see the product. And I do apologize about that hole. I'm waiting on someone to get back with me.
Sure.
And I can totally understand your frustration. I can, because especially if you stated that you've already called in regarding this.
I have.
And you've been without that product for that time. I know that you're ready to be taking your product.
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that you're used to, and then all of a sudden when you don't have it, you become used to that, too. And it's like, okay, do I go to the expense of taking it again, or do I just continue on without it? I mean, that's kind of where you get, so.
I try to be on top of mine as well, especially my meds. Normally, it doesn't take for me to get a response. I'm just waiting on someone to respond to me.
Mine has always been shipped in a box. Are they still shipping them in boxes, or are they putting them in something else?
They should be still shipped in the boxes because you get a 6-month supply.
Right, and it fits in the box perfectly, the boxes that they have, so. What I was wondering.
I don't know, but we're going to get this situated for you. I can most definitely guarantee that.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on someone to respond to my. Chat that I sent out. Yes, ma'am, and I am still here.
Okay. appreciate you not leaving me.
No problem.
What?
Huh?
Walmart?
They still haven't gotten back with you? Have they still not gotten back with you?
She's replying now. I'm looking at the little dots here. I'm waiting on her response. Okay, she asked for your email. Let me provide her with your email. Okay, I sent over your email now. I'm just waiting on her to respond now. She should be viewing the account now. She just asked for your email.
Okay.
And I do apologize about that. Wait. All right, she's provided me with the tracking number. About to look up your tracking number now. It shows that it was delivered, but for some strange reason, It's not giving me a delivery date. That's my...
Well, and the reason I'm asking is I had to leave town, and so my neighbor is watching for the box, and I just talked to her this morning, and she said it has not come yet.
Okay.
So I'd be interested to know when it was delivered.
I'm looking up that, trying to get that date. Okay, so it shows that product was delivered. Since you haven't received that product, I'm going to do a reship on that product.
When does it show when it was delivered?
Let's look at that date. Let's see. It's not giving me that order date. I'm trying to look into that for you now because it's not giving me a delivery date. So I'm asking my manager, is there a way that she sees a delivery date or am I overlooking something?
Well, I mean, if either that or you all need to resend it. I just need the product.
Yes, ma'am. I just stated that I was going to do a reshipment for the product. And you were asking me, did I know when it was
shipped? Right. I'm just curious. If, well, not shipped, delivered, because you said they said it was delivered, but I haven't seen it. So that's why I was asking, when did they deliver it and where, for heaven's sakes?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it's not giving me a delivery date, but I did go ahead and reship that product for you.
Okay. So I should receive it in what, 5-6 days, 7 days, something like that?
7 to 10 business days, correct.
Okay. Okay.
And you can call in on tomorrow to receive that tracking information if you wanted to have that tracking handy for you.
And now, what number do I call? The same one I was just talking to you on, or is there another number?
Yes, ma'am. You can call the number that you called on today.
Okay. And is there a, and just whomever answers, is that who takes my orders and so forth?
Correct.
Okay. And that's the 800-566-5691. Is that correct?
If that's the number that you called on today, yes, ma'am. We have, I service over 500 companies, so we have different customer service numbers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I had a number that was just strictly to OMAX, and somehow I've lost it out of my phone, and I don't know how or why. But anyway, and
let's
it was
see
OMAX.
If I can get you the OMAX. Let's see here.
But if you're going to reship it, that's fine, as long as I get it. But I mean, if I don't have it in a week or 10 days, then I'm going to cancel everything.
Yes, ma'am, and I totally understand.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see if I can.
So, well, what would...
Okay, that's 1-800, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Did you need... I'm going to provide you with the direct OMAX number.
Okay.
1-800-765-6691.
Okay. That's the number I called, and I got you all. interesting. Okay. Well, if you're going to... reship it, I will watch and wait and see, and hope
yes,
I get
ma'am.
It and everything's fine. And if not, then I need to see what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I did go ahead and reship that product for you, and I do apologize about any misunderstanding that you're encountering with the company.
Okay, and you said I can call tomorrow and ask them, and when will it be shipped? Will they ship it tomorrow?
Your product, it should be shipped on today or tomorrow. They will be processing
okay.
that on today, though. But you can call in to get that tracking so that you can track your package.
Okay. Tracking. Okay. Okay. I'll do that then. Thank you very much.
All right. Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
That's it. Just wanting my project.
I totally understand.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. You've been helpful.
All right. Thank you for contacting OMAX. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye now.